Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Samantha, I need to talk to you. I got a real problem going on here.
Hang on. Let me guess. Your hair is too short. It's too dark.
Obviously, yes, but that's not my problem.
That's not it.
That's not it. I have bigger fish to fry this week. Oh my God. I have a hormonal imbalance and I don't know what's going on. I am pimply. I am splotchy. And I don't know why. I have to go to the doctor. I got to get that shit taken care of.
You don't need to go to the doctor. I can help you. I can diagnose you right now.
How do you know? You are not
my
doctor.
It is too much chocolate. You've stuffed too much sugar into your body. And it's now decided to come out the side of your face.
Samantha, I haven't eaten that much sugar.
You posted what you ate for breakfast, which was three chocolates.
That's the breakfast of champions, I'll have you know. So that's my new pimple is the cause of that, not the hormonal imbalance?
No, it's not a hormonal imbalance. You might be imbalanced in other ways, but it's definitely not hormonal.
Fine. Guess what? I'm going to name her. And I'm going to name her after the season. Hello. Welcome to the family. Merry Christmas.
Or son of a bitch. You decide.
Son of a bitch. Either or.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Reporting live on location, Garbage Guts Gibson, right here in the flesh. Totally Garbage Guts Gibson.
Yes, and I am frozen to the core, Sam. That's
frozen to the core, Sam, right?
Yes.
This is so crazy.
It's record setting. Well, actually, no, that's a lie. We've been colder.
We've been colder. We've been colder.
Minus 43 with the wind chill. And without the wind chill, it's minus 33.
Right?
I'm not sure what 10 degrees does for you in this world. And I get it. You know, other places are super cold. United States, pretty much everywhere is getting hit with some version
of a storm. Everybody's got crap weather. Yep, right?
Everybody has crap
Mother
weather.
Nature is pissy.
Pissed.
She is fed up at everybody.
She's like, this is what I think she's saying. It's been a year. I'm done. You've pissed me off.
Right?
Here you go.
Right? You're not happy with
over.
This. You're not happy with this. It's too hot. It's too cold. So guess what? Now I'm going to take the week of Christmas and I'm going to make it impossible for you to travel. Screw you. You don't get to go where you want to go. Oh, and if you think you got errands to do, that's fine. Go do them. You're going to freeze to death.
Freeze to death.
Mother Nature.
Nature.
And then I think she hits her ass and gives you an F you on the way out as she blows more cold wind our way.
And,
right?
then goes to the Bahamas for a vacation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and sits out there. And I picture her smoking. I just picture her with a drink in her hand and a
big
cigarette. Kind of like in the 70s or something. Hey, like, take that, bitches, right? Mic drop, boom, I'm out.
She's got a Mai Tai.
Oh, yeah, right? She don't care, right? Mother Nature don't care. Right? Screw you all. She's the only person that was able to get where she needed to go.
Oh my God. I feel so bad for people. They are stranded. They are stuck.
I saw
something on I think it was Instagram maybe or something, that the gentleman in the airport was like, we can no longer help you. We have not enough staff to take you. You must, if you can go home,
You should go home. You should go home
like,
now.
Are you kidding me?
Right? right? Your trip is canceled. We're not taking you anywhere. And now we're not actually going to answer your questions or help you.
Like, how many people's Christmases are officially being ruined?
Well, although, let's be honest, right? You know what? If you go, everybody knows, right? Should you travel at Christmas? Not really. But people do. And I get that because you want to see your loved ones. But it's kind of buyer beware.
Oh.
It's kind of buyer beware, right?
It's tense, man. It's tense.
I don't know. Everybody. And you know what? Here's the thing. This is what I've watched in the last couple of days, right? Because it's been so cold here. In my travels, right? Like whether I've been at the grocery store, whether I've just been like, you know, at a store, whatever. Everybody cold. Everybody's got their mean face on. Right? Everybody's got their mean face on. Glasses are foggy. People are red. And nobody is very happy, right? Everybody's just walking like straight ahead with like clenched teeth. I'm like, wow, we are just a mean group of people right now.
We are a mean group of people. I went shopping last weekend. I managed to get most of my Christmas shopping done that day. And I must say, it was freezing when I went.
Yeah.
And I didn't love that part.
Nope.
But for the most part, where I went was okay.
Well, see, that's nice.
I waited very little to purchase things.
Nice.
Everyone that I came across for retail, like all the retail people I came across, were quite nice. And I thought they had a great attitude, considering I'm sure that they've had a
Their life sucks. Their life totally sucks.
Yeah, they've had a bit of a go this season. Yeah. And everywhere I went, I was like, thank you so much. And, you know, happy holidays. And I hope you have a good day. And I was like, thank you for being here, because you don't have to be.
It's all that you can do, right? And you know what? And that's the thing, right? You got to cut people some slack, because they are literally, like the TikTok that I posted a few weeks ago, they're literally, like when I went to the dollar store and people were being so rude to the dollar store clerk. Okay, these people are doing jobs that you don't want to do.
Right.
How about cut them some slack, right? Aww. Because dear the world, right? When Christmas didn't change its date, we know what it is all the time. We can be much better prepared than what we are. We choose not to be. That's our choice. We choose to leave our shopping to the last minute. That's on us.
And I knew that. I knew that.
Absolutely.
I had waited to the last week of Christmas to officially start my shopping.
Right.
And I was like, you get what you get, sister.
Yeah.
Patience is required.
And
I went in and I was like, oh, everywhere I'm going, it seems okay. Like,
good. People got the memo.
Like, it wasn't busy, things are happening, and maybe it was because I was buying clothing and it wasn't kids related, so there was no toys and things
maybe involved. Right? I don't know,
but I did actually, odd that you should say the dollar store, because I stopped there to get some Christmas bags and stuff, and when I was ringing, because now they do self-checkout, there's a lot of self-checkouting.
Ooh, I don't go to those fancy dollar stores.
Nice. So I was like, bringing my stuff through, and these people that were beside me were getting like very elevated.
And then they were ringing through their own things?
Yeah, because it wasn't working and it was beeping and stuff like that. Right. And I was just like, okay, I think you need to calm down. Yeah. And you have a lot of stuff in your tiny little cart. So I'm sensing that you need to just chill pill. And this poor gentleman who was working, he's like, it's okay, I'll help you here. And they weren't even thankful that he was going to assist them.
No, because and I was they didn't like, care.
If you can't handle a self-checkout.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Right? If you want to play the role of cashier is now being played by Samantha Sperling, and you step in and take over, well, you know what? You get what you get.
Right. And I was just like, be nicer.
Nicer. You got to be nicer. This is the conclusion I came to the other day, Samantha. Like Christmas just can't be every day. It just can't be every day. Can't be like it's Christmas, because you know what? You can't continue to snack like there's no tomorrow. I have been snacking like as though snacking is about to be banned and taken away from me forever. Hence the nickname Garbage Guts Gibson. It doesn't matter what the snack is. I'm just snacking. Like start off my breakfast with some chocolates, followed by a snack of Bits and Bites, followed by another snack of something else, and another snack of something else, and just a snack of this, little bit of this. Had some peanut brittle. Who the hell am I to eat peanut brittle? Never ate it, but a lovely lady gave me some, so chomp, chomp, chomp. not every day can be Christmas.
Why are you eating peanut brittle? Are you 102?
Right? No. But what a delightful taste peanut brittle is.
Really?
I don't mind it.
Oh my God. The next thing you're going to tell me is you're eating fruitcake.
No, I'm not having fruitcake. I'm just saying, right?
We can't be friends if you eat fruitcake.
No, I'm not going to eat fruitcake. I'll tell you that right now. But it just seems odd, right? Like we just, the amount of garbage eating I have done this week is reason why Christmas can't be all the time.
It's also why you have your pimple.
Why I have my pimple, right? Why Mary came to visit, right? Soon I'm going to get the three wise men. I'm going to have the whole nativity scene on the bottom part of my face. Right? This is Mary and Joseph. I can feel Joseph's close by. Joseph. I feel Joseph. And then I think I'm going to have the frankincense and myrrh. They'll be coming, right? And then a shepherd will kind of just swing on by. Oh, what's going on down here? Right? I feel like I'm having a party, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what's happening. I feel we've danced around this long enough.
Okay.
So?
I didn't look for it.
I knew you didn't, you lazy son of a bitch. I knew it. I knew it. My family's waiting on bated breath
for you. Stop it.
For you.
I didn't steal your goddamn family
cookbook. Yes, you did. You stole our family heirloom.
You gave it to me.
You stole.
Years ago, you stuffed it into a plastic bag and you said, I don't want to take it upstairs with me. You hang on to it. So I stuffed it in my trunk.
Nope.
As I do with most of your shit.
I'm going to back this up just and so the friends of the podcast know what we're talking about.
I think I might have discovered it like over a year ago and I don't know where I put it. So honestly, if I threw it away, it's your own fault.
Can you just look for it? Here's the thing, friends. Yes, you need to. If I knew where you lived, I'd come looking for it. I don't know where you live. That's what you do. You just go places and you just hide your shit. Like now you move, you hide, and then nobody knows how to find things anymore. Here's the thing.
Blame yourself. You are the culprit. Your lazy bone.
Listen, here's the thing, friends. Can we just give the history, please? Here's the thing, friends of the podcast. I got my delightful baking from the lovely Sheila Sperling, right?
Oh, and Mom, could you please announce while you're talking about that? How the baking is, she inquired.
I sent her a message and told her it was wonderful. All of it.
Could you also now describe all the baking that she gave you and how delicious?
It's not really the Sheila show right now.
It is right now for 2 minutes.
Okay, so Sheila Sperling gave me some great baking. A lovely assortment of cookies, of shortbread, of lots of different things. It's all gone. We ate it all. I loved all of it.
You can't have nice things.
Listen, that's how much I appreciated the nice things. However, so thank you very much, Sheila. It was delicious. So what she did is she made a gingerbread.
That is why you have a pimple on your face. She only gave that to you on Friday.
I know. Well, it's almost a week. It's almost a week. I'll have you know. Oh, can I get on with my story?
No, because your story is irrelevant.
No, right? Because you don't want to admit your part in it. So friends of the podcast, so the lovely Sheila made me a gingerbread cake. And she said to me, she goes, I made something really special for you. She's like, and she's so nice and endearing. And I'm like, okay, what? And she goes, I hope it tastes just like you remember. And I'm like, okay, so excited. And she's like, I got it from your mother's recipe book. And I said, the what? Just like that. The what? And she's like, your mother's recipe. I made your mother's gingerbread cake. And I'm like, not thinking anything except for this is kind of odd. But I'm like, oh my God, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. And then I stopped and I'm like, whoa, how did you have my mother's recipe? And she said, Sammy gave it to me.
Sammy. Oh my God.
I got it from Sammy. Sammy gave me your mom's, it was in your mom's recipe book that you gave Sammy. And I'm like, I never gave Sammy a recipe book. And then Sheila left. And I went and I phoned my kid sister and I'm like, oh, I think we've stumbled onto something here. Gave her the rundown on the story. She's like, you need to get to the bottom of this. You need to find out why Sam would steal our family cookbook.
Steal it. it. Oh, I'm like, my God.
Exactly. So the other thing you need to know, friends of the podcast, is out of my siblings, I am not the sibling that's ever going to take a cookbook, because I have siblings that actually can cook and would love that. And I have a father who 2 times a year looks for recipes from that book, calls me, and I'm like, Gord, you're losing your mind. I don't have that stupid book. Talk to Krista. Krista's like, I don't have it. I'm like, you must someplace. Oh, no, she doesn't. Why? Because Sam has it, and Sam won't look for it.
Lisa had it. Lisa didn't want it and this gave 15, it to me.
This would be 10 years ago.
It's not 10 years ago.
My dad has lived in Ontario for 10 years, Samantha. 10 years ago, if I gave you this book, which seems odd, I have no recollection of. That's how long you've had the book for, 10 years. And then you found it and you gave your mom a recipe. Always,
how do I get wrapped up in this shit?
How did I even know about it?
You, always you.
It's not me.
Shirking your responsibilities.
How did I
on certain things.
One day you stole my family cookbook.
Making other people accountable for your crap when it's your crap.
Listen, it doesn't have to be a big deal. You just need to hand back what's not yours.
This is a prime example because I have an earlier, I have a more up-to-date example is the birthday gift that you didn't want to take home that I had to keep, and then you got mad when it didn't come to the lake. If right. you had taken your shit with you home, I wouldn't have forgotten it because it's not my shit to remember.
That's different. That's not my mom's.
No, it's not.
That's different.
No, it's not.
Now you are in said possession of property that's not yours, that my family wants back, and you won't help us. You won't find, you won't give it back to us.
You know what? If I do find it, I'm ransoming it. I'll let you know how much you have to pay for it.
Fine, we probably would. That's how important it is. It's my mother's words on paper, Sam. And need I remind you, she died 15 years ago. And her widowed husband phones 2 times a year looking for recipes.
If it was that important, why the hell did you give it to me?
I don't remember. That's the mysteries. I don't remember giving you a recipe book. I surely could carry a book up my stairs.
I'm surely you can.
Right?
Because you didn't.
I think we better move on. Sorry, family. She's not looking for it. She don't care that you're waiting.
I'll get to it. Calm down.
So I asked her to do it on Saturday and Sunday, and I knew she was like, it was like crickets all weekend. Chirp, 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 nothing. And I'm like, she's not looking.
I'm not
looking.
She's
not tearing her place upside down to find our family heirloom.
Because it's your shit.
Well, if I knew where you lived, I'd come over and do it for you, but I don't know where you live.
It's going to stay that way.
Give me back my cookbook. Give me back my cookbook.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just saying. Oh, my goodness. Ugh,
calm down.
Listen.
Calm down.
This is a topic here, a new topic that keeps coming up, okay? And I feel, I don't know. And I think, I'm sure I've talked about it before on the podcast, about my love for serial killers and how people will bring it up. And I'm like, I assume that everybody loves them like I do. And then people kind of look at you as they start backing away awkwardly.
Really?
Yeah, like I don't know how to get myself out of this because I feel that secretly people might be thinking like, she really loves those killers.
You do get a little sparkle in your eye.
Right? I know. I don't mean to.
So fucked up.
I don't mean to be so fucked up, though. Right? I don't mean to be like that.
And then you get a little animated and then you're like, and then this happened. And, you know, no. You have to get past the first six of Dahmer and then it gets really interesting.
Right. Then I go into my.
And what is interesting? Then,
it's like,
Lisa?
It's like they need, it's like there's like 6 stages of serial killers. Then I go into my justification stage. It's okay. I can justify it. It's not me. It's him. It's not me. It's him. It's you. It's you that has the problem, not me. Well, I don't know. It comes up. I feel like I'm getting baited and it comes up and then I'm like, right? It's like teaching a puppy like that they're going to get a treat if they do shake a paw and I go to shake a paw and then somebody pulls the treat back and looks at me like I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you are.
I'm not trying to be a weirdo.
It's okay. But that's, you know what? I think just because you love a good serial killer doesn't make you strange. I think you have many friends in the true crime world that probably would also be your besties.
I don't put that shit in my ears and go to sleep. So maybe I'm not as weird as others, right? I'm not listening to it in my ears.
Okay.
Right? Because I think then I would not ever sleep. I would just be listening 24/7.
You would never sleep.
I would never sleep, right? So I know myself well enough to know that.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't want to be judged. I don't want people to think that I'm like Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm not Dahmer.
I think they're silently judging you just a little bit. So you should just get used to that.
I know. I feel that, right?
Yeah.
I feel in like a pleasant judging kind of way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right, Samantha.
Okay. So I took it upon myself to watch the last three episodes of H&M.
You skipped the first three?
No. I watched the first three. Okay. That's when I reorganized my bathroom cabinets.
Right. Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yes, because that is how boring it was.
That would have been a good opportunity for you to look for the cookbook.
And then people, okay, so I just think, you know what, guys, do you really understand what's entertaining and what isn't? Because I heard on the TV, people are like, oh, the first three episodes, we're like getting to know them. And it was so cute because we saw their courtship, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whatever, people, we've seen it, we've done it. Let's get to the juice.
Right, let's get to the juice.
So really, the juice was veiled comments about what was going on while they were at, well, they were in the UK.
Right. Yes.
I did, however, start to feel somewhat compassionate.
Okay, I'll give you that. I will
towards
give you that. Yes.
Because I think that they were hounded like nobody's business.
Fair enough. However, with that being said, right? Kate is hounded like nobody's business. Carries it off with grace and dignity. Diana hounded like nobody's business. Carried it off with grace and
grace
dignity.
And dignity. Okay.
Fergie hounded like grace, like was hounded with no like nobody's business. Carried it off a little bit like Meghan Markle. I feel Meghan Markle is a little bit of the Sarah Ferguson in this story.
Okay. Well, you know what? I just, you know, it was interesting how they laid it out. Now, again, it's their interpretation of their life.
You know,
and it's from their perspective, so you can't discount it, right?
Right.
So when I was watching it and they were showing how something came up about one of the more important royals, like King Charles or the Prince William or Kate or whatever, the Queen. And then they counteracted it with, and then they dug up something about Meghan Markle to counteract it, to throw people off the scent of the four main royals.
Right, right.
So that in itself, how the UK media...
Oh, the UK media is horrible, right? They totally own and play everybody.
Played that game. But then I do believe, and there might be a smidge of truth in the fact that the communications department, the communications people for the Queen and for the Prince and for the King all had a play in, okay, so we can't have Prince Charles looking bad. Can we dig something up about Meghan Markle? Oh, she did this. Here, throw that on the front page.
Maybe.
Like they would, I believe her words were she was fed to the wolves.
I think, but okay.
If everybody was paying attention to the three episodes.
Right.
There's a line of truth in there. I think that there were times where she didn't need to be splashed across the pages for the simplistic things that were happening. It was just day-to-day shit.
But once you're a royal and you're a high-profiled royal, which she was because of her background, because of her celebrity, because of Prince Harry, you do invite that certain amount of level. It's no different than being Beyonce. Right? People splash shit about Beyonce all the time. She's rich. She's famous. Being a Kardashian. It's the same thing, right? That's what we go after, right? Everybody wants to know every single thing about them, whether it's real or it's not.
And I understand that. But when they splashed the letter she wrote to her father in the paper. And was it the Daily Mail that did that? And she took them to court.
Yes.
And then that was a long battle too, right?
Yep.
Because I don't think that's necessary. Like, no. Why are you doing that?
For sure, right? And she won that lawsuit, right? So it did. I think at the end of the day, I think my issue, yes, I think that they're in love. I think that she's a good mom. And I still think that they want a little bit of their cake and eat it too.
Well, maybe. And maybe this is their way of trying to establish a fair playing ground. I don't know. It's hard to say.
I feel that Harry was raised by the firm, and whether he likes it or not, right? You still respect, it's like your family, right? You still, whether you agree with all things to do with your family, you still respect your family enough to not necessarily start airing out all of your dirty laundry. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I don't think everybody wants to hear Spurling dirty laundry, McIntyre dirty laundry, right? So we respect our families enough to keep some of that to ourselves. They've totally just gone crazy. And because they've been wronged, everybody's going to be wronged, right?
Well, that's true.
And I don't know if that's right either. I don't know.
I know.
We're not going to totally agree on this.
We're not going. Why I was just like, I don't feel like we're going to agree on this.
We're not going to totally agree.
Because I did have a small amount of compassion for them by the end of it.
She's also a brilliant actress. I'm going to give her that. She's really, really good. She's really good. The award goes to.
Oh my God. That woman is, cut her some slack for heaven's sake.
I don't know, right? I think she started off in the good books of the royal family. So what happened? What went wrong?
I don't know.
Right? When she first was introduced to the royal family, even she said herself, right? She was hanging with the queen, going to things with the queen. The press loved her. They loved Harry. Something happened. What went wrong? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Some of that's got to be on them too.
Okay.
Right? They're not perfect, Samantha.
No, I know that.
Right?
I know that.
Just saying.
But I'm not, I don't think we should demonize one person.
I agree.
And I feel like that's what's happened.
I don't know.
And I feel like that's maybe slightly unfair.
I don't know. It's hard to say, right? She's going after the queen, right? Leave the queen alone.
She's not going after.
Yeah, they are, for sure, right? The queen, it's the queen's reign. Yeah, they're totally going after the queen. I don't want to talk about this anymore with you. Right? We talked too long already. It's bad enough that we talked about it right after the cookbook. Right? So,
all right, Lisa.
I'm just saying, Samantha,
I'll
right?
I'll cut you some slack this time.
All right. I appreciate that. So let's talk about something kind of fun and uplifting and exciting. What did you think of the soccer game on Sunday?
Oh
my God. It was amazing.
Yes. Wasn't it?
It was the best. They say it was the best all time soccer. I'm talking soccer.
Yes, so good. So
right. Oh, you didn't. You didn't. You didn't watch it. You don't know what I'm talking about, really. Oh, come on. Where were you? Did you like?
I don't watch soccer.
Nobody does, but they do once every 4 years when it's the championship.
Oh, I see.
Right? You didn't get the memo?
I did not get the memo.
It went into like double overtime, one in penalty kicks.
Woo!
The most exciting game ever.
It was Argentina that won, right?
Argentina won against France.
So I knew it. I know that.
You know why I know that, though? Because you heard that on the paper.
No, I didn't.
Talk show talked about it.
No.
Who? Shauna Foster mentioned it?
No.
No. Tell me.
Michael Bublé.
Oh, that's right. There was a picture because his wife is from there. That's right. I saw the picture. Right?
Go, Sam. Go, Sam.
I'm just saying.
Go, Sam. Right? She figured it out.
I think that I might want to start maybe thinking about soccer. Maybe that's our sport. Like, you and I need a sport
to do. With your chicken legs?
Well, but you're just kicking a ball.
Okay, but occasionally someone's foot hits your leg. So can you imagine if someone were
accidentally...
You would have broken chicken legs?
I don't have chicken legs. They're small but mighty legs.
No, they're not. They're chicken legs.
They are small but mighty legs, right? right? Those legs got some, they got some meat and potatoes in those legs.
No, they don't.
Yep, they do.
I believe your husband at one point said he could snap your Achilles heel.
Well, that's not like where I carry my, that's not where I carry my weight. Thank you.
Well, no, but I'm pretty sure that, well, actually, you know what would be even more exciting is to see your skinny legs in a pair of shorts and some soccer cleats. That would be exciting.
Right, because I can wear shorts and sneakers. I can do that. I can kick a ball. I can run.
I can run.
We could play soccer. Maybe we would be really good at soccer.
Oh, no, no, no. Hi. What? Roll it back. Roll it back. There is no we in this.
Well, let's look this for is a group you? Sport.
This is a you thing.
All right, let's forget about pickleball and go to soccer.
No, this is a you thing.
Like, let's forget about our hopes of joining a pickleball league and let's just go to soccer.
I had no hopes of joining a pickleball
league. Let's go to the pitch and kick the ball around.
A pitch.
Right? And
oh my
kick,
God.
Kick the ball. It's just kicking a ball.
It is kicking a ball and then it's hitting it with your head, potentially body slamming it in your chest.
Right?
It's all very exciting.
It looks like a lot of fun. I feel that we could probably do this.
There's a lot of running. Like, do you understand that that's what's happening?
I'm not going to run a lot of running, but I'm not going to run that much.
Fine, I'll, you don't have a choice.
I'll be
because
the goalie.
In order to score I'll be the goalie. Goal, you I need be... to run. Really?
I'll
you're
be the goalie.
Going to block the ball.
I will block the ball.
You're going to block a ball.
I can block the
you're
ball.
You're going to shimmy from side to side.
I can shimmy.
In the net.
I can shimmy.
And jump to, like, I deflect can jump. Or catch a ball.
I can knock it out of the way.
Really?
Well, if it saves me from running. Right? Because you've already ruled me out of running. Why? How do you rule me out of running? Why am I ruled out of running?
I actually have, oh my God, in the years I've known you.
Well, there's
I've
been never, no reason for me
I
to run.
I've never seen you run.
There's been
never seen you run.
Most adults just don't go running unless they're running.
At the most, you've had a quick walk, like maybe a slight trot.
Listen, most adults just don't go running to run unless they're running. Right? So I've never needed to run.
I'm picturing you running in my head.
I can run. As if I can't run. Right? I'll have you know, I used to run when I was little. I ran. I could run again. Right? Oh, and you think you're going to be an expert runner?
Oh my God. At least I played soccer as a kid.
I played soccer as a kid.
I probably was better at soccer than you.
I don't think you were better at anything to do with sports than me, actually.
How
I feel.
Do you know?
I just have a hunch.
Oh,
I have
really?
A hunch. Yeah,
have
I have a hunch.
Hunch.
I have really? A hunch. All I'm saying is
all
that
right,
soccer might be our game.
In another life, perhaps.
I don't know. Right?
Stick to pickleball.
Okay, let's do pickleball.
Stick to pickleball.
You want to join the pickleball league?
No, I don't.
Right? So then let's go back to soccer.
I'm not playing soccer.
Right? Look at like it's like fun. You like violence. It's kind of like violence with a ball.
If I'm gonna like potentially get hit by something, I want to be padded now.
Well,
I don't feel
be,
the
not
need
gonna be
to
padded.
Fall down for any reason whatsoever.
You're gonna just have your own personal padding.
Uh huh.
Right.
Okay.
That's all you're gonna have
for sureesies.
That's all. All right, boy. You and I are not. We are not on. Eye to eye this week whatsoever.
We are not agreeing on much, Lisa.
No, right? Stems from you stealing my family heirloom. Well, that's where some of the resentment comes from.
Oh, shut up. Okay. Just saying. Okay, but I think we're gonna agree on this though.
Okay.
Because when I got that text from you, I was like, what possessed her to watch The Sister Wives?
Nothing. I don't know. It was on TV. That was the only thing. It was on Sunday afternoon. It was on TV. And I watched like 15 minutes of it. And then I said to Mike, wow, isn't that a train wreck? And then I said to him, I said, is it on tonight? Like the big three part, like the reveal? And he's like, yeah, I think so. I'm like, uh-huh. I may have to watch that.
Oh, God. It was
so that
horrible.
Was my first full episode ever watching was The Reveal.
Oh, really?
First time I've ever watched it.
I caught them midway through the season and I quickly figured out that Cody is the
They are nuts. It's a total mess.
He's a total prick. And
he's a
He started out with four wives. Yeah. By the end of the tell-all, he only had one.
You know what my husband said? What the hell man wants four wives?
Good question.
Like, right?
When out of his mouth comes, it needs to be a patriarchy. I need to be the head of the household. They just need to listen to me and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my God, dude.
Right.
Like, that's not the society
we live in. Because it's the 1600s, dude.
Right? Like, that's not the society we live in.
No.
And these women are too progressive for that.
They're way too progressive for that. But I mean, don't get me wrong. I still question them too, right? Like, something's not right there. Oh, just share my husband and share my shit. And oh, but we're friends, blah, blah, blah. I want,
No, but weird. You know what the problem is that being a sister wife comes with a lot of problems. Because what if you don't like one of them or two of them? And in this case, the one that left first, Christine, didn't like Mary or Robin.
Nobody likes
Mary. She only liked... I know nobody does.
I watched one show. I don't like Mary either. I'm like, dear Mary, I get why people don't like you.
And now, and Cody basically told her, like, it's over. You should just go find something else.
And why does anybody want him? Like, dear Cody, right? You're balding. Stop with your stupid little curls to cover up your bald head. You look ridiculous, buddy. Like, move on, find some new wives, go to a new colony, whatever all that shit's about. Why is that legal and why is that show on TV?
Well, that's why they're living. Where are they living now?
They're in Vegas.
No, they're not in Vegas. That's the old show. Nope. Oh. They moved to Colorado, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
And they bought property in Colorado and they had this big idea.
What are these, Beverly Hillbillies?
Yeah. And they had this big idea of building houses and everybody would live in the same area and all this kind of stuff. And when they first went to Colorado, Cody wanted them to build a really big house.
Right.
And then they would just have sections. The wives would just have sections in this house, but it would all be connected. And three out of the four were like, hell no.
All right. And what, they got like a crazy, like underneath tunnel system for the wives to go shuffling through back and forth?
Door to door? Like oh, I don't know.
It's weird, weird. But I will watch the next one though. When they do the next episode of, because I don't think it's over yet. Three-parter.
Was it a three-parter?
Three-parter. I just watched one part.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You know.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Okay, I got a question for you, though. Mm-hmm. It's a long-standing tradition, and you see them and you hear people talk about them, the Yule log, right? Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Is the Yule log not just chocolate cake rolled up? Is it not just that Swiss roll?
It kind of is.
Is it not just the Swiss roll with like a fake little piece of mistletoe on it or something?
And then there's icing over top of it.
Is that, but doesn't the Swiss roll have icing? Oh no, it might just be the cake.
It's just the cake with
the
inside.
So is that
piece.
What separates said Yule log?
Potentially. And sometimes Yule logs have like better insides than just like whipped.
Frosting. The whipped frosting.
Yeah.
But the whipped frosting, that's a delightful inside, actually.
It is a delightful.
Because I quite enjoy a Swiss roll.
You can just get those little Swiss rolls and like get some fluffy whipped cream butter icing stuff and like do little mini Yule logs.
I don't know if I want the chocolate on it, though. Like I want the chocolate cake. I don't want the icing.
Well, it's not chocolate icing. Sometimes it's white.
No, but I've seen some that look like a log.
Oh, like a log?
Yeah, like a Yule log. Get it? The name? Log? I don't know.
I don't love... Well, I wouldn't eat that, so...
You wouldn't eat that? Why wouldn't you eat that? What is it? What's about it that you would not eat?
Well, you know, I don't like icing.
Oh, right. I forgot. You don't like icing.
I don't like icing.
Only girl who, like, I'll take...
It's too
the
goopy.
Cupcake with no icing.
It's goopy.
That's what it's supposed to be, goopy.
It's just, I like just the cupcake. I don't need like a swirl of buttercream
icing on
top.
There's no such thing as it's too goopy.
No, it's just too much.
It's not too much.
Yes, it is.
Do you think the Yule log would be too much?
I think it would be. I think it would be too much icing. And I don't know if do I love them at all? Probably not. Like, it's not really my gig.
I wonder if it's my gig.
For sure. It's icing sugar, more
cake.
Sugar, cake. More
cake.
Sugar, cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is totally up your alley.
I think, and then I wonder why a Yule log has never entered my life before.
Because you haven't asked your husband for it. So.
But I've had the Swiss roll and have loved the Swiss roll for years.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't found a Yule log on your grocery shopping excursions of late.
Well, I think I'm going to put it on this week's grocery list. Wow. Yule log.
Let us know how that goes.
Yule log. Like a Yule log, please. And what is
Who
Yule?
Who
like,
Yule log anymore?
Like, do people still Yule log? Are people still Yule logging?
You guys only ever shop at the co-op, so if anybody was going to do a Yule log,
it should be the co-op, right? The co-op should have some Yule logs kicking around.
The co-op deep down is 102, so.
Yeah, it's not very progressive that way, right? It's traditional. It's traditional. So, super traditional. But I just wonder, like, are people still Yule logging?
Is a Yule log like a European thing?
I don't know. It never, like, I didn't grow up with a Yule log.
No.
Right? So my mama never had Yule logs.
Well, I would eat a jelly roll.
But it's the same kind of, but
it is
not
the same idea, but it's a jelly. It's white cake with jelly jam in the middle. Yeah.
You would eat that before you'd eat the Swiss roll?
I would, yeah.
You would jelly roll before Swiss?
Yeah.
Interesting. Is it because it's vanilla cake? It's the icing.
No, it's the icing. And I don't love chocolate that much. You love chocolate more than
me. I love chocolate, yeah.
I like a good white cake.
So you'd need to make like a white Yule log.
No, because I still wouldn't like the cream icing.
Oh, yeah, right. So there's no making you happy.
No, there's no making me happy.
There's no pleasing you. No pleasing you. There's no pleasing you, Samantha. Right? There's just no pleasing you this holiday season.
Oh, whatever.
All right. All right.
There's no pleasing you because I think you're still on the hunt for that stupid mascara.
I am spending so much money in mascara. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Stop it.
Cheap, expensive. Less expensive, more expensive. Oh. Lots of lash, no lash. Hide your lash. Where's my lash? I want a lash. Please find my lash. And I still am without lash.
Are you using an eyelash curler?
I barely have lashes. How am I? Ouch. That's going to like curl my skin. I don't even own one of those things, right? I know. Something my mother owned one.
Yes, because your mother was fashionable.
Right? I barely have lashes. That's why I'm looking. And I don't want falsies. That's why I'm looking for. I don't want falsies. That's why I'm looking for the mascara that does what it says it will do on the package. It says lots of lash. I just still want lots of lash.
Okay, but it can't make something out of nothing.
Then it should say that. It should say lots of lash unless you don't have lots of lash, right? Right? And it doesn't say that.
It needs a disclaimer.
Like star, right? It needs that. Oh. And it doesn't. It just says lots of lash.
If you do not have lashes, this will not grow lashes for you.
Right. Doesn't say that. Just says lots of lash. So somebody with no lash, looking for lash, picks it up and goes, oh, ha, lots of lash. And then you use it and you still have not lots of lash.
So couldn't you just make do with what you find? Because how many have you tried? And 7. They've all done the same thing?
7.
Okay. So you should stop and just pick one of the 7 because literally, you've just proven that it's all going to turn out the same.
But
the thing there isn't, just to clarify, just to get this point across, there is no mascara on this planet that will instantaneously grow lashes that aren't there.
So how do I grow my lashes back?
You need to get, I think it's called Latisse or something, and it grows eyelashes, and it's like a serum, and if you get it in your eye, it'll blind you.
Nice. So I need to go into something dangerous.
So why don't you just get some false lashes put on?
Because false lashes look ridiculous, and they look, hi, how are your false lashes?
I've seen a couple of people in pictures, and it looks like they have spiders on the top of their eyelids.
I don't know if I've ever seen a false lash that didn't look anything other than false.
Or like a spider.
Right? Like just looks really ridiculous, right?
And every time they open their eyes, it's like the spider saying, hello!
Right. Here we're like, they're like Snuffleupagus lashes, right? I'm not looking for Snuffleupagus lashes.
That's totally it.
Right? I'm just looking for lots of lash.
Oh my God.
On the stubby little ones that I have. I just want them to look like there's lots of them.
All right, Lisa.
And it's not happening.
Fine, whatever.
It's not happening, Samantha.
Okay, so I think we need to tell people what happens.
We have transitioned.
We do. And you know what? It was bound to happen. We're in our mid-50s, so it was bound to
happen. I didn't think it was bound to happen.
No, I knew it was going to happen.
I was a little disappointed.
There are some things in life that are a little more important than a dessert. And yes, I know. We said it. I'm sorry.
I'm still in shock.
Lisa, shush. I have to tell them the truth.
All right, tell them.
We need to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, people of the podcast. When you get to your mid-50s, when you decide that you need a little something extra at the end of your meal when you're out, you're going to decide if they have a good boozy drink, you're going to choose that, because desserts, they no longer hold the same allure as they once did in your 40s, 30s, 20s, 10, whatever.
You look at the dessert and you look at the menu and you're like,
We were out last Friday. Yes, last Friday, so, we were out. We hadn't had a drink with dinner. We had like pop or water or whatever. And then Lisa was like, I need a dessert. So she's looking at the menu. And then we came across some boozy coffees.
Boozy coffee.
And I'm like, I would prefer a boozy coffee, please.
And I was like, oh my God, we have just transitioned from dessert eaters to boozy coffee drinkers.
We are no longer the women who will have a dessert at the end of the meal. We are now those people who will have a boozy drink, please.
Who will have a boozy drink instead. Same amount of calories, same amount of price.
I just prefer to drink mine now.
Now I'm going to drink my dessert now with booze, right? That was so crazy, hey?
Yeah, that was a big revelation.
That was like, whoa, we both were like, well, we were stunned, a little taken aback, eh? It was like, what the hell?
Yeah, what the hell?
What was that about? You know what I noticed this week? And maybe it's because, right, Garbage Guts Gibson came to town. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've noticed that for some reason, Samantha, when it's Christmas, like it is now, the treats that you will eat, other than the fact that it's astounding, you'll even eat treats that you don't even care about.
Oh.
Because it's Christmas, somebody made them, and they're sitting there on a platter in a tin in front of you. Hence, the peanut brittle.
Oh, my God.
In 53 years, I've never had peanut brittle. There it was. Yum, yum. I don't like peanut brittle. I know it. I know I'm never going to eat it again unless next Christmas somebody just makes it again. Not my go-to, but still my go-to enough for Garbage Guts Gibson.
Oh, my God.
Right? Ate it. Enjoyed it. Chocolate-dipped, covered maraschino cherries. Who eats that shit? Oh, but there it is. Looks like a little mouse. Yum. How delightful. Right?
Oh, my God.
I feel if somebody said, did you want some figgy pudding? I'd be like, yeah, sure. Why not? Let's figgy pudding it up.
Okay. But I have to put my foot down.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Don't go to the fruitcake.
I don't want to go to the fruitcake.
Don't do it.
So far, nobody's put it in my pathway.
Don't.
I don't know if I'd cut. I don't know. I don't know. Do you count on Garbage Guts Gibson to not eat the fruitcake right now if it's just put in front of her? It's hard to say.
You would probably just pick out all the fruit that you hate.
You might, right? And just like suck out the rum in it or something like that, right?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
When I used to work at the faculty club, Christmas, like the weeks leading before Christmas, they would always have like a Christmas buffet. So they always do that warm pudding.
Of course.
And it was the sauce everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the rum sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every year at Christmas, I always thought growing up, the worst desserts were at Christmas time, right? It was the fruitcake, the mincemeat pie.
Oh.
So disgusting. And then the pudding, right? With the rum sauce.
Uh-huh.
And my God, we can't like just have a nice apple pie or anything like that. We just got to have shit kids don't eat. That's what it is. That's what growing up McIntyre, that was the dessert. God. On the dessert menu after supper on Christmas is shit kids won't eat.
And that's why you have cookies.
That's why you have cookies, right? Because this is all shit kids won't eat.
Oh, shit kids won't
that's
eat.
That's what that becomes, right? I don't know. I'm just saying, right? I'll eat. I don't know. I'll let you know. All please. Right, hope the best, right? Hope the best for me. I don't want to be a fruitcake eating woman.
You need to try to resist.
I'm going to try. I just hope one doesn't cross my path.
Give it a go.
I'm going to see what I can do.
All right.
All right. All right.
Well, you know, guys, your Facebook Tuesday. I would just like to say that I did decide. I was the one that told Lisa, put in Mariah Carey. You know why?
I didn't want it,
because I knew that she would be the ringer. I knew that it would deflect from all the other songs because there's enough people that dislike Mariah Carey.
Right? Because I didn't have it in the first cut, friends of the podcast. Nope, Mariah Carey was not on it.
No.
Because I hate her.
I know.
I'm like, I'm not putting it there.
Yeah. But I got you to do it because I knew she'd be the ringer. You know why? You know why I did it selfishly?
Because you didn't want people talking about hating Christmas songs.
I don't want people to hate White Christmas. That is like my favorite all time.
It's White Christmas.
Is the movie White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye.
The whole bit.
The whole bit. I love that.
That's your shtick, is it, Samantha?
That's my shtick. I love that musical.
Huh.
So I was like, I'm going to put in Mariah Carey because it'll take it away. It'll take
and
it away
did.
From that.
It did. Job well done. Job well done. Right?
Suckers.
There. And you all fell for it. You all fell for it. Everybody was kicking Mariah Carey. There was a few stragglers.
I just want to point out the irony of pretty much 98.9% of the people choosing Mariah Carey. It is still the number one song on Billboard. Right,
so it makes me think Mariah Carey is like McDonald's, right? Ooh, I hate McDonald's. No, actually, you don't. You just won't admit in public that you like it, right? So you're all a bunch of Mariah Carey listening folk, because that's what the charts are saying, is that the world does love it.
You right?
You just won't admit it.
And oddly enough, when I was on my way home, guess what they put on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
All I want for Christmas is you.
No. No. No.
And all I thought was, fuck yeah, I'm singing to this song.
I don't sing to it. I don't sing to it. I truly do hate her, actually. That's kind of funny.
It was good, though.
That was a good time, right? That was a good time, Samantha. So, okay. I saw on the Twitter, they have this little thing, and it's called the chill pill. And what it is it's this little device that goes, it slips, it's, I don't know, it's like somehow it slips on, like you wear it on your hand or something. Okay. And it sends electronic pulses that calm your brain and lull you into a deep sleep in like just a few minutes.
Really?
We need this in our life.
Well, I thought you figured out how to self-soothe.
Well, I'm self-soothing, right, with the Carpenters, which is wonderful. But I'd rather like stay awake and listen to her and not have to be listening to her while I'm trying to self-soothe.
Okay.
Right? So maybe I want the chill pill.
Well, you know, if you want to order it and test it out for the group.
Right? It does
go
not.
Go right ahead.
It's just, it does not, I know it sounds odd, but I don't think it's odd. I think that it's, they say it's like the must-have gadget of 2023.
Really?
Yeah. It like, and it lulls you into a sleep. Right?
Because it pulsates things to your brain.
I guess so, right? I guess like it just must be soothing. I don't know.
I'm trying to imagine if I'm wearing something that constantly puts electronic pulses anywhere on my button. I don't think that would keep me awake.
You think it would keep you awake?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to say, right? I don't know. Would you ever wear, are you a sleep mask girl? Do you put the mask on? No.
Nope, I don't need that.
I used to, when I was like young in my 20s, I thought it was the coolest thing.
He wore a sleep mask.
Yeah, like when I like still lived at home, I thought, yeah, sure. Right? I don't know. Maybe we didn't have curtains or something.
Maybe.
Right? I don't know. Right back then, remember, nobody cared about, like your parents didn't care if you had blackout sheets, right? Just go to bed.
Yes, this is
or
true.
Or blackout curtains, right? Just go to bed.
Uh-huh.
Right? I don't care that it's light out. Good night. It's bedtime. Right? I don't know. Just saying. Okay. I'm curious. I'm curious about it.
All right. Mm-hmm. You should test it and let me know.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay. So I was watching TV and saw a commercial. Okay. And I thought, oh my God, are we serious about this? It was a show that is going to come on, I think, in the new year, called MILF Manor.
I hate that word. I hate that word. It's so horrible.
I'm like, are you kidding me? It's older women apparently hooking up with younger men.
Can't just call them cougars?
That's worse. Like,
is that worse? It sounds better than MILF.
I don't love cougar either. Like, what are we gonna do? Like, swipe at them and chew them up and spit them out? Like, what are we? Like seriously, people?
That's kind of true.
It's like MILF Manor. Like, who thought of that?
This sounds like a porn.
It sounds horrible.
Sounds like a porn movie. MILF Manor. Right? Wow. Like,
is this a train wreck? Do I need to watch this train wreck?
And how old are these women?
Like, I'm going to guess, like, some of them look like maybe like 40s, maybe into their 50s, you know, well put together.
Okay.
Still all.
Right? Like, looking like a million bucks.
You know.
Yeah.
They've had their bodies
altered and tucked and
potentially trimmed. I don't know. Or maybe they just look like that. Wow. I mean, people do actually look like that without
there
having
are people
to, like,
that do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I say that and I'm like, sure.
So they say. I haven't met them, but
I just want to say, I'm just going to make it public. I may watch this just because I'm curious.
You'll watch it for sure.
What the hell? Well, because I wasn't all about the Sister Wives until it got juicy and everyone started leaving. That's what drew me back to the Sister Wives
show. You need to ask.
Because I needed to watch how he was slowly losing every person.
How every wife was taking off on him. Right? You need to ask our friend Shauna Foster if she's going to watch this show.
Oh, yeah, because she likes The Bachelor and all that
stuff. She likes all that sort of weird, like, not weird stuff, but, you know, like, that sort of stuff, right?
Huh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, so, Lisa, with the minus 43 weather. I would just like to say that my skin is so dry that no lotion is making things better.
There's no lotion lotioning.
No, there's none. No lotion
lotioning. No lotion is lotioning right now, right?
It don't matter.
What do you do? So now the question is, what do you do when your lotion won't lotion now?
Now you just hope that your skin doesn't...
Now
break
you're just
open.
Oh, now you're just itchy and gross, right?
You're always itchy.
Your back is always itchy. You take off your tank top, right? Like, or like your shirt that you wear underneath your clothes, and it's just like, oh, hi. How's all that dry skin there? That's pretty. It's disgusting.
It is a little gross.
Right? Why are we so gross right now?
Because it's so dry. Lisa, I went out, the exhaust is hanging in the air.
I know.
Like, driving home is horrendous because it is so, everything's just hanging. And it's like,
not good.
It's because it's minus 43.
It's not
and good. And if your fingers are outside for longer than 5 seconds, you've frozen your finger.
I know, right? You've got cold fingers. But that's not okay. Right. Do men feel this? Because I don't know. I don't ever look at Mike and think Mike's looking scaly like me.
Well, I think they just deal with it. They just
because you know
it
that
out.
They're not lotioning.
I don't know. Maybe I need a new lotion.
I don't know what lotion are you using now.
Vaseline cocoa butter.
Maybe you do need something better.
Maybe you just need to like dip yourself in oil. Like
I don't know. It's just and then you're just itchy. Like my back is always itchy.
My legs are itchy.
Right, because you're dry. Right? It's not good. It's not pretty.
I was already itchy to begin with because, you know, as the blessings of perimenopause come upon you, dry, itchy skin is one of them.
Right. Exactly. Right. So now.
It's exasperated. Because stop it.
Right?
Like,
the lotion's
on.
Not. So it sucks, right? The lotion's not lotioning.
No.
Ugh.
Nothing.
Life
works.
Is hard right now. Life is hard.
Life is.
It's really hard, right? It's really, really hard right now, Samantha. You know, the only shining light in my world last week, I shouldn't say it, it sounds horrible, but kind of, was that the co-op, it now is carrying sugar-free root beer.
Oh, that's something to be excited about.
So excited, right? Because I love my diet pop to be kid-like.
Yes.
And I feel that the diet root beer tastes just like the normal root beer. I can't tell the difference.
Really?
On a diet root beer, I cannot tell the difference. Yeah.
Is it the A&W diet root beer?
Yeah, that's the one that I have right now. It's the A&W.
Ooh,
yeah, it tastes just like a root beer.
Huh?
Right? Mm-hmm. Whereas the Sprite, you can always taste something's different. The ginger ale, something's different. The cola, don't get me started on the diet cola. Right? Oh, Coke Zero tastes. No, it doesn't. Coke tastes like Coke. I don't believe they've ever made a diet pop to taste like a real thing.
Yeah.
But the root beer tastes like the real thing.
Huh.
I know.
For those people who don't live in Canada, they won't know about A&W.
Yeah, A&W's in the States.
Is it in the States?
I think it's in the States.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I feel it is.
I've never seen it in the States.
Oh, I'm sure it's in the States.
Really?
Dear America, you must have A&W. You got to have the burger family. The mama burger, the papa burger, the grandpa burger, the baby burger, the teen burger. You got to have the burger family in America. Right? Dear America, you don't got the A&W, right? The Albert and Walters.
Oh my God.
You don't got the A&W in America? Maybe they don't.
Oh,
maybe they don't.
I don't know. You know, and every time we talk about A&W, I hearken back to the day where in Penticton, you could go to the A&W in Penticton. It was a big deal if we went out for dinner and we would go and it would be a car hop. So people would come to you,
yes,
take your order, and then they would give you a tray and they would put the tray on your window.
Yeah.
They would hook it to your window.
It was like walking out of like Happy Days.
Yes.
Right? That's what it was like.
So exciting.
That was so fun, right?
Like, you know what? That's actually a really cool memory. And you know what? The people, the kids nowadays, they'll never have that kind of stuff.
They got no memories like that.
They got no memories like that. No. And then the Penticton A&W got rid of the outdoor stuff, which broke my heart.
Everybody did. It's back in Ontario. They disappeared too. It's like all of a sudden they just pulled the plug.
And then it became this like 70s disco era with like, I think, a fireplace in the middle. And you could like, it was like a really bizarre experience. And I always prefer like a car hop.
Oh, yeah. It was just good, right?
Experience
good.
For something like that.
But dear America, if you don't have the A&W, you need to look into it. You need the burger family.
You need the burger family.
Right? You need like, because it's like baby shark doo-doo-doo-doo, but it's grandpa burger. There's no grandma burger. It's grandpa burger, mama burger, papa burger, teen burger, baby burger, isn't it?
I believe so. And why isn't there a grandma burger?
I don't think there's a grandma burger.
I think we need to lobby for that.
I don't think that there's a grandma burger.
I think we need to lobby for that.
And then there's a delicious matzo burger, but not part of the burger family.
No, it's not.
It's a cousin.
Distant cousin.
Distant cousin, the matzo burger is.
And
that's
then they
my
have chicken,
favorite burger.
They have chicken fingers, which again is a distant cousin
twice removed. Cousin, right? Yeah, right? But it's the best root beer in the world.
It is. Oh, and then if you go in and
they don't put ice in their root beer.
No, they chill their glasses.
They chill their cup, right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, dear America, let us know if you got the A&W. You know, but you're right. Maybe they don't.
You know what they do ruin when you get takeout A&W? They ruin the taste of a root beer when they give you a paper straw.
Don't start, because you don't answer the hate mail that comes. Right? Right? Don't start.
I'm just saying.
Canada just officially banned all their shit this week.
Oh, God, yes, apparently.
Right? So now we're using paper, we're using cardboard cutlery.
Cardboard cutlery?
Yeah, apparently. Like, that's everybody's supposed to be making the changes. There's big changes this week or something.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I know, right? Go figure. We're not too happy about that. Here's something interesting about the province we live in, Samantha. Did you know that Saskatchewan is considered the wild pig hotspot of Canada? I saw it on the news. Who knew? We're the wild pig hotspot. I'm assuming they're talking about the animals. I don't know. Not just like people. I don't know.
Right? We're not talking about people.
Right? I don't know.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We are the wild pig hotspot.
Do people come to hunt them?
I guess. Or we're just overpopulated by them.
Overpopulated. That's exciting.
Because wild pigs are mean, hey?
Yes, they are.
They'll like chew your neck out.
That's exciting.
They'll kill you. They're mean. They're really, really mean, those guys.
Well, we have had some moose on the loose in the city recently.
I know.
So perhaps we should be watching for the wild pig.
I don't think you want a wild pig, but I'm just saying, apparently that's what Saskatchewan's known for, is the wild pigs.
Oh my my God.
Go figure. Okay, here's something interesting. So on Twitter, right, I always follow the trending topics on Twitter. And Sean Cassidy was trending. Don't worry, he's not dead. Because usually that's what happens, right? When you see a celebrity's name trending on Twitter, it means they died, right?
I thought he's still alive.
He's still alive. His brother died a few years ago. But Sean Cassidy, like the do Ron, 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 the do Ron, Ron, still alive, right?
Okay.
One of the original Hardy Boys.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So he was trending, right? Because people were, I don't know, for whatever reason, they were loving him. And it made me think, who was your dreamy 80s go-to guy? Who was your dreamy guy? Like dreamy. Like Sean Cassidy was dreamy. He's a little bit old for us. It's probably more our sisters.
Yeah, it was more our sisters.
But he was like, he was pretty, right? He was pretty.
Yes, he was pretty.
He was pretty.
Huh, for 80s?
Who was your dreamy guy?
Oh, well, if you're really up on it, right? Who didn't watch the movie? With all of the big league guys. Patrick Swayze was in it.
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders. So, everybody was in it. God,
I think that's where everyone first fell in love with Rob Lowe.
Yeah, because they...
Oh my God, it's full circle. Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe, right? Rob Lowe.
And C. Thomas Howell.
No, never. Oh, no, never was.
No?
No, and I feel as an adult, he's not doing his best.
Well, no.
Right? He's kind of like let himself get a little crazy, right?
Yeah. But I always enjoyed, I enjoyed Patrick Swayze in that, but everybody loved Soda Pop, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Right? I loved outside of that movie, right? Like, I was like a big Scott Baio, like Chachi Arcola fan.
Oh, fuck.
Loved Scott Baio.
I don't know what you see in Scott Baio.
What don't you see in Scott Baio?
No, I don't understand it.
Really?
Yes. I never understood your fascination with that.
Like, when he was young?
Yeah, and I've never understood people's fascination with John Stamos either.
Okay, not as much that. Not as much that.
I've never understood that.
I get
Rob
Lowe.
But really, I've never understood like...
And like Ricky Schroeder.
No.
Right. Jason Bateman, right? You know, I think as an adult, I think he's the adult man.
As the adult, Jason Bateman is the bomb.com.
Right. You know, he's adulted really well.
He's very, he has adulted very well.
He adulted really well. Right. Looks the exact same, but somehow as an adult, it seems to be okay.
He's grew into himself.
Maybe that's it, right? Maybe he's grown into his, because he had a large head.
He did. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
And Rob Lowe just got cuter and cuter, and as an older gentleman, he's still looking pretty hot.
Still looking pretty darn fine, right?
Looking pretty good.
Like, should all 60-year-olds look like that? Right? That should be the bar. This is the goal, is to look like a Rob Lowe, right? Remember when his book came out? Remember I would take his book and I'd read his book in bed? It just seemed like the right thing to do, right? I'm in bed with Rob right now. And I don't even read, but I can. And if it's a book that I'm learning something about, then I will. Okay. Right? I just don't want a frou-frou book.
Hey, Lisa.
Samantha.
With the cold weather, do you change socks? Like, do you have winter socks? Because you have like summer food and winter food, yeah. And you don't wear a jacket before a certain day and all that kind of weird stuff. Do you have winter socks?
So I have winter socks, yes. Like, okay, but like they're not my going to work socks. My going to work socks are the same socks all seasons.
Really?
Yeah, right? Because they're just like a black dress sock.
I feel like you've really let me down.
No, but my casual socks are different in the winter, right? Because I like the colored toes and the colored heel. I like those socks. Those are my home winter socks, right? But now I'm enjoying, like if it's like a casual Saturday and I'm just going to go out and get some groceries, then I like to put on a fun patterned sock. I feel it's letting me explore my inner youth. Yeah. But a work sock is just like a work sock, right? That's just suckers just going to work.
It's just going to work.
Just going in my work shoe. What about you?
I have winter socks that are a little bit longer. My summer socks are shorter. And then I have like a socket that I wear in my shoes.
You're still wearing a socket in the middle of fucking winter?
No, I have graduated to a tall sock. As I wear my boots every day.
Right. So you're not barefooting it?
No.
Good.
No, because it's winter. It's minus 43.
But you always say if you can hold on to your bare foot, you will.
Not in minus 43.
Okay, bare feet right now. Nail polish? No nail polish.
Nail polish.
Me too right now.
Huh. Lisa?
Samantha?
You can't get it off, can you?
It's on there really good. It just gets a little, as my toenails grow, I just clip it off.
Oh my God, go get your toes done.
I don't know how to get the nail polish off.
Just take it off.
It doesn't come off.
Yes, it does.
I've told you this before.
No, just get your husband to do it.
Oh, it doesn't happen like that. Uh-huh. It doesn't happen like that. That's too funny.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So yes, I still have my summer toes. Right? And my really dry feet.
They're months old now.
Yeah, they are, right? They need some updating. Yeah.
All right. Well, Lisa.
Samantha.
What's making you shake your head this week?
Okay. So, you know, it's kind of funny. There's so many things that go on in the week that make me shake my head, right? Uh-huh. So this week, I saw somebody in, remember the mock neck?
Yes.
I mean... It had me shaking my head because I feel, dear the mock neck, pick a team. Are you a turtle or are you not?
Are you a turtleneck or are you a crew neck?
Or are you a crew neck, right? Oh, I feel that there is no place in the world for a mock neck. And I saw a mock neck and I'm like, what? When did the mock neck come back?
I'm about to share something. I saw a stirrup.
Oh, no.
At Old Navy.
Oh.
Of all places. And I'm like, I'm looking at it and I was like, stunned. I was stunned. And I'm like, we did not do this. We did not go back to the 80s.
We did not, right?
We did not do this.
So many things wrong with the stirrup, including just the fact that it accentuates the female camel toe. That in itself should be enough for a woman to not want to wear that stupid pant.
Oh, it was horrible. So,
yes, I was shaking my head at the mock neck. Like, how did you sneak back to the party?
Well, because, you know, there ain't too many different necklines in the world.
It's like somebody left the door open just a pinch and it crawled its way back in. It did. And there it was. And I was like, no way. It's a mock neck. Can't be. Oh, my God. It totally is. Right? That's what I was shaking my head at. Right? What about you this week? What were you shaking your head at?
Well, oddly enough, it has to do with clothing as well.
Oddly enough.
I'm wondering, why do we bother to dress to impress?
Ooh.
You know that phrasing, dress to impress?
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, who are we impressing? Is it getting us anywhere? Am I getting a raise for dressing, for impressively dressing? Right. Am I getting that job promotion because I came to work looking like $5 million trillion? No, because they think she's already making enough money. Right. You stay where you are.
So it's like what ZZ Top used to say, right? Here they go crazy about a sharp dress, right, man. Right. Do they? And why do they?
I don't know. Like, I guess we do. Like, are we dressing for someone else or are we dressing for ourselves?
I think we dress for others.
I think we do. And you know what? Is that the wrong way to look at it?
I guess it kind of, well, okay, I guess so. I mean, don't get me wrong, right? Like, we don't want to just go out there looking like a bunch of schleps.
I don't want to be a schlep.
Right? Like, you don't want to just look like garbage. You save that look for at home in your private time.
Right. Right. But like, I guess when I think dress to impress, are you overspending to make an impression to someone who maybe doesn't even give a shit?
Who doesn't even care. Doesn't even care. Notice what you're wearing.
They DFC.
Right? Because here's my question. Unless you've worked in the world of retail, do people pay attention to what other people wear? We do because we grew up in it.
We grew up in that
world. We worked in it. And we put people in it, right?
And we judge silently every day.
Every day, right? And that's just what we did. That's what we got paid to do.
Yeah.
Right? But if you are, I don't know, in a different field, if you're an accountant, if you're I don't know, right? Like working in an office.
Huh.
Do you think twice? Like I feel that that doesn't happen. I feel only retail clothing workers have an opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know.
Maybe. Potentially.
Because, right? Because we are so, like we know, you think of all the people you work with, right? We guarantee, we know for sure that you wore that on Tuesday. Why are you wearing it on Thursday? Not enough days to get it washed and cleaned, right? We know that sort of stuff. And do you think it's because we worked in retail?
Maybe. And we always know when, it's funny, because you always know when people are from a different city or absolutely. It's how they dress. It's yep. totally how they dress. Like if right. they're from like a bigger center like Vancouver or Toronto, yep. you know that by the way they dress.
We sat on a bench in a mall years ago saying, not from here, not from here, not from here. Oh, from here. Right? And we're included in that, right? whether it was the jaunty scarf, the larger bangle, a bigger chain, or a tall boot. We don't know, right? There was something that just said women in Saskatoon are not sporting that yet.
Not yet.
No. You must not be from here. Right?
Yeah. Oh,
we always arrive a little bit later to the party than the big centers. That's so funny.
So judgmental.
We are. It's horrible. Oh, God. We sound horrible.
All right. Well, we do actually have an I shake my head from one of our listeners.
Yay!
It's Karen Sokol. So Karen's I shake my head is drivers who signal when they are halfway into your lane, especially when the roads are slippery and snow covered. So dangerous and rude.
Hi, dear drivers. Smarten up, right?
Stop it.
Yeah, just stop it, right? We don't need that. We don't need accidents being caused.
No, and it's too freaking cold. And then you're stuck on the side of the highway because somebody was a dick.
Right? Because somebody couldn't drive properly.
Yeah, causing accidents.
Exactly. Good, I shake my head. I'm sure we all experience it.
Yes, I think we do.
Yeah.
And so, guys, if you want your feedback, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. And you might just find it being mentioned here during an episode. You can also, like Karen, you can give us an I shake my head. You can contribute to One Has to Go. Give us a suggestion and even give a suggestion for a Would You Rather for Wednesday. So, you know. Let us know. You can direct messages too on Facebook or Instagram. So lots of options for you there. And we just want to say with that, we have lots of social media, guys. In case you were wondering.
You can find us everywhere.
You can find us everywhere.
We are lurking. We are lurking.
We have Facebook, which is I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Just join the group. We have Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And it's all, guys, just search I Shake My Head.
And friends of the podcast, this is what we want from you guys. We want you to encourage the people that you know to go to their podcast apps and hit download and subscribe because right. we want to grow the podcast and we want to get as many people listening to our ridiculous discussions.
Right. And so if you like what you hear, you can go to Patreon and it's www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And just a reminder that we do have I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we also want to thank John Domingo for being the best kept secret in podcasting.
Best kept secret. And you know what? And I'm going to say, hey, dear John Domingo, thanks for saying I inspired you. It's about time. It's been like a lot of years. So finally... The accolades are overdue. I appreciate that.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle, right? It's a Christmas miracle. Samantha, we're done another week.
We are, and okay. It's Christmas.
We better wish people Merry Christmas. We yeah. wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
But we're not there yet.
Something new year.
We're not
Why
there
are
yet.
You stopping me?
Because we shouldn't have sang the last part of the song because we're going to talk to them before Happy New Year.
Okay, fine.
Right? So we
just sentiment is still there.
We should just do like Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Maka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Let's not.
That's the island greeting that I'll sing to you from the land where palm trees sway. Sing it next. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. No. No, really? I could sing the whole song.
I know, because you know the words, which is very weird.
Every single one. All right. Merry Christmas, friends of the podcast.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.